Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. This is Andy Munoz, your second generation host of the RSL Show, here to do a mini episode where we talk about the MLS Cup playoff brackets. We're going to talk about the updates, the surprises. You guys already know what team I'm going to be talking about that has shocked a lot of us, but also hasn't really shocked us just because we know how crazy Major League Soccer is. The reason I called myself a second generation host is because on the last episode, we did a reunion show where we had Jake Simons, who is the co-founder, old co-host of the RSL Show, probably the entire reason this entire show exists, along with Mitch Rodriguez, who is also a old former host of the RSL Show. So if you guys are OG listeners and you guys missed that and you guys want to go back and reminisce, that old episode is the latest show before this one. Go back and listen to it. Can't stress it enough. It felt like old times. It was a lot of fun. And a lot of you people, listeners, fans, quote unquote, felt the need to go online and say things like, wow, this is the best RSL show we've had in years. Wow, I missed Jake. The shows just aren't the same with him. Wow. Best content. 5 stars. Well, why can't it be like this all the time? You know what? We feel the same, dude. And guess what? I am on the same ride with you guys. Jake and Mitch left us. They rode off into the sunset. We miss them dearly. And it was fun. It was fun to do a reunion show and hear their thoughts about all of the things that were going wrong at RSL. It was like old times. So I'm with you guys. I don't even want to be a host. I don't like to host. I like to produce. Anyway, that last episode of the RSL Show is streaming. It's called The Reunion Show. And you know, it's all love. I'm just messing with you guys. But you guys are so dead serious about, oh, this is the best episode ever. Guys, I'm in the room with you guys. We're in the living room, like we're all siblings, and Jake and Mitch went to go get milk and like never returned. You know what I mean? So I'm on the same boat as you guys. I would love to have them back. Now, because they left us, we got a beautiful gift from the universe, the Real Salt Lake universe. Alex Napolis. He's joined us. He's been the intern on the show. I don't know how long. I think it's been a year. He has yet to be upgraded to host, but I just want to shout him out real quick. It's his birthday. So if you guys follow him on social media, if you want to tweet at him and say, hey, happy birthday, we love you, go ahead and do so. But let's get the show cracking. Let's get it rolling. Let's talk about the reason we're here, and that's to talk about the MLS Cup playoffs bracket. Also, here to talk about my prediction that is scarily, eerily coming true. So, SKC, wild card, paired up against San Jose. And they just had a solo match to determine if they could even break into this bracket. Now, if you guys go back, I think it was July, when SKC started to heat up and Alan Pulido was getting his goals and they were coming from PKs and they started to kind of turn around that big losing streak and there was all these issues at the club. It made it very easy for us to dismiss them around that time, but there is proof. There's 2 episodes where I said, hey, you can't discount SKC because they will heat up, they will have a run, and in Sporting KC fashion, they'll be back to bite Real Salt Lake in one way or another. And we're actually seeing this in real time. So, let's quickly talk about what has happened in the last week or so after SKC beat San Jose in PKs 4-2 to advance. SKC was sitting in 8th place. 8th place. Going up against St. Louis, who was the first seed. First place in the Western Conference. This should have been an easy layup. St. Louis should have handled SKC and sent them packing home. Instead, what happens? First leg. 4-1. Well, you can't even call them legs because in this series, in the playoffs, and let's actually talk about that first. The new playoff format. Doesn't matter how many goals you win by. Doesn't matter what the score line is. Doesn't matter If the first match out of the three is tied, you will go into penalties and there will be a winner. And in this format, the points don't matter. All that matters is who gets to two wins first out of the three-game series. And we're not going to pretend like we knew that coming right out of the gate. It was something newly implemented. I don't even want to say that it's because of Apple, but it could be. Who knows? So this has actually caused a lot of the matches to be spread and less games going on at the same time, which is actually really cool because that means that tonight's match versus Houston, it's going to be the only televised game. So there's going to be a lot of eyes on this game, and hopefully Real Salt Lake can pull a result and not get embarrassed at home. Anyways, back to SKC and St. Louis. 4-1 in the first match, and then 2-1 in the second match, eliminating the first seed, the team that's first place that was so hot this season. Imagine being a St. Louis fan and getting wrecked by SKC, especially that first match. 4-1. So this tells us that SKC, for sure, will be Real Salt Lake's opponent in the semifinals should Real Salt Lake win the second home match here, push a third and win that, which, like I said earlier, I don't really see it happening. There might be a lot of optimism out there online, but like we've said time and time and again, we don't have a good home record and we don't perform well against Houston. So this is going to be very, very challenging. Now, the only good news that comes out of this, and it seems to be floating out there, whether it's confirmed or unconfirmed, is that it sounds like Chicho might be back. We'll definitely have Justin Glad back. And with a Diego Luna, who is, by all means, shining in the playoff competitions, or at least leading up to it, getting hot, it just seems to give me a little bit more confidence. And then also, it sounds like Demir Krylock may be available to rotate in towards the end of the match. And if we should go to a situation where this match is determined on penalties, you're going to want Demir on the field. Now, in the past, you could argue that this being a home match, having 19,000 people plus attendance, so a 12th man, and having favorable weather conditions, or at least the altitude, would serve in us having the upper hand. But we haven't been able to pull results at home versus Houston. Across all competitions this year, we've seen a draw at 0-0, a 3-1 result, 3-0, 2-1, all in favor of Houston Dynamo. So just taking that into consideration, where we had a strong roster, where it wasn't so depleted, where there weren't injuries, where we did have Pablo Ruiz in the past, taking all of those things into consideration and being a realist, the numbers and the results in the past would just say that this is not going to be a favorable match for us and we'll be eliminated tonight. But what Real Salt Lake does have going for them is that they thrive under pressure. We've seen many moments, many must-win matches like this. Those underdog vibes that Josh loves so much, where Real Salt Lake shocks and surprises us and pulls a result out of their hat. So we went to the RSL Show Twitter and we asked, can RSL push a Game 3 versus Houston, or will we be eliminated tonight? Where do you think the goals will come from, and what do you think the final result will be? And here's a few of those replies that we got. So let's kind of use these to test and gauge the temperature across the Real Salt Lake fans. So Josh says RSL 2-1. That's not Josh Clark, by the way. That's a listener named Josh. Josh, RSL 2-1. Goals from Luna and Chicho. RSL hangs on late after giving up a late goal to Houston. I like that. And I can see a goal coming from Luna. Chicho, maybe, but I don't know how long we're going to see Chicho on the pitch for. Hopefully it's for an entire half. I would love to see him in the full game, but I'm a little nervous that he comes on and either gets re-injured or pulls something again. So that's a real concern of mine, and I think that's a real concern for a lot of fans, if he does play. John Kijelgaard writes, bold prediction, we win 3-1. Cole Lotz says RSL 2-1 over Houston. Eddie Wea looks like he's predicting a 2-0 goals coming from Severino and Chicho. Real Salty Lake writes, Houston scores early. RSL down the entire game until late into stoppage time. McMath, of all people, scores the equalizer. Okay, obviously not. Then 1 minute later, Luna steps up to take the winner. RSL takes this 1-2-1. McMath, of all people, scores the equalizer. Yeah, okay. Trolling a little bit. Or super desperate. Now, in the text chat group, I asked the boys what they thought about the results that we'd see tonight. Josh Clark has it 3-2 for Houston. He doesn't tell me where the goals are going to come from, but he feels like Real Salt Lake will be eliminated tonight. And then if we go over to Alex Napolis, he has a 2-1 for RSL. I don't know who to agree with. I can see this game going both ways. I can see everything being right in terms of conditions for Real Salt Lake. At home, altitude, players ready to step up. You've got a Diego Luna who's ready to step up. You've got a crowd of 19,000 plus fans going crazy, screaming. You basically have the gift of a beautiful, strong atmosphere the way you would want it for a match that is so important. But Jake had said this in the last episode, and I thought it was so smart. And he said that in coaching, Jake and Josh would always prompt their players to be the first to score a goal, get the first hard tackle, draw the first foul, just to set the tone, just to say, hey, this is our pitch. This is our game. This is our match. This is how we're going to play. We're in control. I think that if Real Salt Lake sets that tone early, then we'll all get the result that we want. And for me, that means that Real Salt Lake has to score first. I don't think we're going to pull a home win if we go down first. So this match is 50-50 for me. It can go either way. I think the final scoreline is going to be 2-1 in favor of whoever bags a goal first, if that makes sense. If I need to break that down for you, I will. Houston scores first, 2-1. They win. RSL scores first, 2-1. We win and force a game three. The RSL show will be there in the press box. Jake, Mitch, and Josh, I believe, will be in the press box tonight. Alex Napolis will be doing some other KSL stuff. I believe I will be shooting the match tonight, so I'll be sidelined. I'll be walking around. Keep an eye out if you see a little chubby Hispanic kid with a camera with a beanie on. That's definitely me. I love seeing you guys. When you guys catch my attention and wave and all that stuff, it's a lot of fun for me. But I'm still debating, because if it is cold and I feel it in my bones, I might pull my old man card out and say, nah, I'll just watch this one from home. But prior to going out, I'll be joining KSL Radio. I'll be talking to Jeff Kaplan about the MLS Cup playoffs. Obviously, the Real Salt Lake versus Houston matchup. And that'll be at 4:45 p.m. MST. So you guys can tune in. I'll probably be just saying the exact same stuff that I'm saying here, just regurgitated and packaged nicely for them on KSL Radio. Aside from that, let's go back to the playoffs bracket real quick. And let's talk about the other teams that have advanced and more results around the league. So we know SKC beat out St. Louis. Just a tragedy. We might have to face them if we beat Houston. LAFC took care of business. 5-2 in the first match and then 1-0 versus Vancouver. So they'll be advancing. And then we've got Seattle and Dallas, who are tied at the series 1-1. Seattle took it to Dallas 2-0 in the first match, and then Dallas came back 3-1 for the second match. And so it looks like their third match will be played on November 10th, just here in a few days. Let's cut over to the Eastern Conference. So New York Red Bulls were the wild card. They beat out Charlotte, which was pretty devastating for them, I'm sure. They advanced, and they got handled by Cincinnati. Well, handled in the first match. It was 3-0 over the Red Bulls, and then in the second match, it was 1-1 tied, and it went to PKs. Cincinnati doing exactly what was expected. Maybe not with that second result going into PKs, but surely doing what St. Louis couldn't do against SKC, which I'm pretty upset with St. Louis. So dumb. All right, anyways. We've got Philadelphia 3-1 over New England. on their first match. The second match is to be played November 8th, so that series is still alive and well. Columbus also leads Atlanta with a 2-0 win. Their second match will be played on November 7th, and Orlando is over Nashville, 1-0, also just in their first match. Their second match to also be played tomorrow, November 7th. So plenty of football to look forward to. The question is will us Real Salt Lakers have more Real Salt Lake football in the future after tonight's result? Let's hope. I would love to see Real Salt Lake get a result tonight, push a game 3, beat Houston, and go up against SKC. I think that would be phenomenal to see. I would love to see that rivalry just reignited, rematched, up into a semifinal that truly matters, and a series that we could truly be proud of in getting to. Even if we went to the semifinal and got stomped out by SKC, it would still be a successful season with a depleted roster. At least in my eyes. I just don't want to see it happen against Houston. We need to find our footing. We need to find our ground against Houston. We have to get this result at home tonight. We just have to. The fact that Houston Dynamo has done everything and anything that they've wanted to with Real Salt Lake in the regular season and in the Open Cup is embarrassing. And so we need to handle them and remind them who we are. Let them celebrate their little Open Cup trophy, but let's not clear a pathway for them to get to an MLS Cup. All right, guys, with that, we'll conclude. Thanks for sticking around with the RSL show on KSL Sports. We'll be back with a full podcast lineup to cover the result. Let's hope it's a good one, and we'll see you on the next episode.